So yeah, that's the job in hand. The first thing I want to do though is to get a sense of if there's anything you'd like to share about what your experience was with the homework that you did. I myself found it quite fascinating to do that. So I'd love to have just some general shares on what you experienced with the homework and treating the different relational dynamics and stewing about what you experienced with that. So who would like to share? Let me come to Tony. There we are. Yeah, Tony, go ahead.
I was very surprised because the homework experience of those relationships was very peaceful, very uplifting. There was only one which was conflictual, and it was so really very beautiful, sort of like, a meditative experience. And since the other weeks was much more strenuous, I was just surprised by it, and so it was very, very peaceful and very fulfilling.
That's fabulous. That's really good. I mean, I wondered when I did it myself. I mean, I had four, and I thought I'd done a lot of progress. Whether part of it might be that you've already been doing a lot of MPA around what you've worked on, but I think there's also a case for that. Just in terms of the way that you operate relationally, may be very different to the relationship is there. In any case, it's always an investigation, and. And to me, it's always about changing. On this particular case, it's about, okay, if there is any conflict there, then one conflict could completely change the dynamic of the whole group, if you like. And so as we look at that today, it'll be fascinating to see what comes out, having changed the one. I'm very curious as much as anything else. Great. And lovely that you had that peaceful experience. Awesome. Thanks for sharing. Who else would like to share? Anyone have anything completely different? Was it a horror story or something? Angie, let me give you the mic. Yes, Angie.
Hi. Well, just something that came up. I sort of had this strong image of duality, and it kind of sort of legged its way through my mind. And I got the feeling really that the conflict is only really present when you're in a state of duality. And the conflict, I mean, it sounds obvious, but the conflict really, if you're not in a state of duality, there is no conflict.
Well, that is to a degree true, I've got to say. With their duality. I don't know, it's a question of perspective. You had three in conflict there, and I guess part of it for me is that, where would I go with that, really? Well, I guess it takes us down the rabbit hole a bit, Angie, because, from my perspective and an MPA perspective, if you're having any kind of experience, you're in duality because there's something experiencing something. So it's always, we're all to a degree in some kind of duality. And then, what is conflict? Ultimately, it's a subjective read on a situation. So you sort of can't escape it. So always, I always come back to, is the experience as you label it conflict? And if it is, then it would suggest that something wants to move somewhere. General language. Well, that's pretty fascinating. I'm actually curious, again, in terms of term, what would you define as being not in duality, without getting too heady about it? But I'm curious what your meaning is, because it might be different to mine.
It's a state of it's a state of perception, or a state of, you could call it a state of reality, a state of consciousness. But there's always conflict when you're in the state of duality, whatever that is going to translate. Yeah, I think that's just, yeah, I think that's I mean, that's the physics, isn't it?
That's the physics. You can't argue with the physics.
The physics. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what I'm hearing is that the state. I mean, it's definitely again, it always a matter of perspective and whatever we choose to experience in it. And there's a way that it's. I would say it's very arguable that when you're completely present, there's that sort of state of pure awareness or pure being, in which you'll rarely find conflict. So maybe that's what you're pointing at in the way that I would language it. Always fun to find out. Okay, interesting. And you've got 50-50 on the in that case at the moment in your state of play. Fab. Okay, well, are we ready to crack on then? Any more shares? Now's your last chance, or we'll crack on with the work to do today.